إن الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء وعلى آله وأصحابه ومن والاه. وبعد، my brothers, I want to remind myself anew about an emotion which perhaps about which it can be said that this is the most futile and the most useless and the most negative of all emotions, and that is the emotion of jealousy. Now, jealousy and envy, these are two related problems and two related emotions. Usually things start with envy and then it progresses to jealousy. To define what jealousy is to see something good in somebody else, whether it is in the person's being or whether it's in the person's possessions, to see something good about somebody else and to wish for that to be destroyed. You see something good in somebody else and you hate it and you dislike it, not because that person has done anything to you. You just feel, you see somebody's house, you see somebody's car, you see somebody's children, you see some qualities in somebody else, you know about somebody's knowledge, wealth, whatever, anything good, and you wish evil for that person. You hate that and you wish evil for that person. This is jealousy. Now, jealousy is it's the most futile and most negative of emotions, because for the person who is feeling jealous, it doesn't do anything. For example, if you see something good in me and you say that and you feel that this should be destroyed, you know, may Allah take it away from him. Even if Allah takes it away from me, he will not give it to you. So how does it help you? You know, how does it help you? So even if you feel that so and so, whatever is there is, you wish evil for that individual, even if that happens, and of course Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent down the ayat of the Quran against it in Surah Al-Falaq, وَمِن شَرِ حَاسِدٍ إِذَا حَسَد. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, Allah said, seek my protection from the one who has hasad when he is feeling this hasad. So, and Allah will protect. So inshallah, nothing happens to that person, but what is the one who is feeling jealous, what is happening to him? That's why I call it futile. Because the one who is feeling jealous, it is like walking around with a red hot live coal in your hand, an ember from the fire. It's like walking around with that in your hand. Who does it burn? It burns you. Jealousy consumes the jealous person from inside. He always feels a hatred in his heart. He always feels this burning in his inside him. He gets acidity. He gets ulcers. All because he cannot see good in somebody else. Now, what is more futile and more useless than that? And unfortunately, that is one of the most common emotions that is a problem for many, many people. Jealousy also leads to another thing, which is even worse in a way, because that is ghibah. Because you feel jealous, you now want to take it out on this person. So what do? You go around slandering that person. You talk evil about that person. Ghibah, namima, buhtan, all of these are the outcome of jealousy. Because you are jealous of somebody, you bad talk that person. You try to hunt out his faults. If you find one fault, then you will take that one fault and you will tell the whole world about it. So and so, this is one fault in this individual. And if you see 1,000 good things, of course you hide them, because you know you are a jealous person. So you only want to look for the negative things. So one fault, you take it. And even if you don't find a fault, you create a fault. You create rumors, you slander, you backbite. And so what happens? Well, firstly, you are walking around with a live red hot coal in your hand and burning yourself. Secondly, whatever good deeds you might have done, you have now given it to the person you hate. Now, what is more stupid than that? And that's why with regard to ghibah, Imam Bukhari rahmatullah, his famous quote, Imam Bukhari said, if I want to make ghibat, I will make ghibat of my mother. Because if I have to say something bad, let me say. So if my good deeds will go, at least they go to my mother. Ghibat is such an idiotic thing, such a stupid thing, that you are giving your good deeds to somebody you dislike, somebody you hate. Now, why would you want to do that? So on the one hand, the jealous person is walking around with a red hot coal in his hand, so he's burning himself. And on the other hand, he is giving his good deeds to somebody who he doesn't like. The only aspect of jealousy, and that's why I use the word envy, because that's where it begins, but ideally don't even keep it there. Envy is where you are positively jealous about something in someone. You want it for yourself, but you don't want that person to be destroyed, or you don't wish evil for that person. And Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam specifically mentioned this, and he said that this envy is permissible in two cases. One is where you see that your brother has knowledge and he lives by it and he teaches it, disseminates it, and you want something like that for yourself. So you ask Allah, like, make me like him. So you're not saying take away his knowledge. You're saying, Allah, make me like him. And the other case in which envy is permissible is where a person has wealth and he is spending this wealth in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and you make dua and you say, Allah, make me like him, give me wealth which I can spend in your path. So in these two cases, envy is permissible, but not in any other case. And that also in this particular way. Jealousy, as we know from the Quran, jealousy is the reason behind the first murder that was committed, which is the two sons of Adam alayhi salam. One of them murdered the other one because of jealousy. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, every murder that happens in the world thereafter till the day of judgment will go into that person's account. Because he started this evil practice of killing his brother. Imagine how much of evil is collected by that person. May Allah forgive him and forgive us. So the key thing is to guard against this. And if we feel jealous about somebody, then what to do? How to get rid of jealousy? The way to get rid of jealousy, first and foremost, is to make tawbah to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and ask Allah to protect you, because at the end of the day, a jealous person is quite likely to land, when he dies, he is quite likely to die without any good and with all the evil of the people that he had been slandering because he was jealous of them. So this is a very, very evil fate. If you are jealous and you are allowing that to make you into a slanderer and a backbiter, then you are preparing for yourself your own personal pit in Jahannam. So to make tawbah to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala against this, which is a very evil thing. Second thing is to consciously make dua for the benefit of the person about whom you are feeling jealous. Because that will change your heart, inshallah. You make dua, you make sincere dua, oh Allah, give him more, oh Allah, make him good, make him better, and so on. And you make tawbah for the jealousy. And make dua for that individual. Make dua in favor of that individual, make dua for that individual. And where possible, if the person is there and if you can do that, go and apologize to that person for all the ghibah that you were doing and make amends, because you don't want to die in that situation, believe me. You do not want to die in a situation where you spent your life bad talking somebody and being jealous about somebody. It's a pitiful, pathetic way of living, and it's a pitiful and pathetic way of dying. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to save us from this and to enable us to live our lives and to clean our hearts of all kinds of negative practices and negative emotions. And I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give us qulubun salim, and I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give us hearts which are pure and which are free from all of these evils. Wa sallallahu ala nabiyil kareem wa ala alihi wa ashabihi ajmain bi rahmatika ya arhamar rahimin.